Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. Paul said in Ephesians, "We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." In today's message, Pastor Joel lays the foundation on a new series entitled, On the Battlefield.
Today we're going to begin a sermon series. It's going to be about 3 weeks, give or take a week or two. And it's called On the Battlefield, all right? And I do believe that the title is pretty self-evident. I think everybody here and everybody who hears this knows just what it means to be engaged in battle or warfare, right? We're all familiar with the art of war and the concept of war to some degree or another. Because let's face it, humankind are some warring people, all right? Folks have been fighting for centuries, thousands of years, right? See, I know you thought it was just in your family. You thought it was just your neighbors. No, no, no. Fighting has been going on for a long time, way outside of your neighborhood, all right? And actually, people have been fighting like the Hatfields and the McCoys. No disrespect for anybody that named Hatfield or McCoy. Let me throw that out there right now. But people have been fighting ever since the fall of man, right? Adam and Eve, all right? As soon as they crossed God, they started fighting. They were pointing fingers at each other, right? They were on the battlefield, all right? Because that's how it is. The Bible contains chapter after chapter of detailed events on fighting in various battlefields. And in countries today, worldwide, there are skirmishes taking place right now. You don't hear about them a lot. There are military engagements, even if it's not active, ongoing fighting. It's sort of like, I call it coffee house fighting, like you're at your local coffee house. It's either simmering, it's either brewing, or it's being prepared. That's how it is in this life. There's always some threat going on. There's some host of violence going on somewhere. You could say it's always percolating, you know? It's the quiet before the storm, right? And military personnel are not the only ones engaged in warfare. Military personnel are not the only ones on the battlefield. Even in our cities, police officers are on the battlefield, right? That's a battlefield. The streets are very dangerous, right? It's a battlefield. And unfortunately, at times, even our innocent citizens wind up on that same battlefield at the hands of some police officers. We have to tell it true, right? That's a battlefield, okay? See, warfare is not always fair. Warfare ain't fair, okay? And we see that. It touches everybody in some way. Somebody is touched by it. Whether the soldiers, the police, the citizens, the family who's left to grieve. Yeah. It's a battlefield. Our first responders are on the battlefield. When 9/11 hit, first responders lost their lives. Paramedics, EMTs. They lost their lives. I remember back in the 70s when I was a teenager on the south side of Chicago, I saw a knifing. I saw two people in an altercation, and one had a hook knife. I'll never forget it. It was hacking the other person up. Clothes ripped open, blood everywhere. Police couldn't get there in time. The first responder, the first unit to get there was a fire truck. And I saw those firemen jump, turn their truck around in the middle of 35th Street, which was a narrow street, and they turned it and sort of blocked the street. And those guys got off. I must have been about 11, 12 years old. They got off, and they got off with pickaxes. and they stop the situation. So you don't bring a knife to a pickaxe party. And they stopped it. Now, they weren't trained, I don't think, to do that. They were trained to put out fires, but they were on the battlefield. You see what I mean? Whether you're on 35th Street or Iraq or Afghanistan or wherever, there's battle. There's going to be battling on the battlefield. Now, I bring up that situation to let you know that all the things I've talked about are basically physical warfare. It's battling in the natural. It's easy to spot because you see it. Those firemen saw that person getting hacked up, so much so that they had to react to it. When you're on the battlefield in the military, you don't always see anything, see what's happening before it's coming, but I talked about having a forward observer. You have people that go before you, and they check the area, check for minefields. You can see these things. You can see the bombs exploding and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air. You see these things, right? This is physical warfare on a battlefield. Police officers, they use evidence. They track criminals and different things like that. You see it. In the natural. But the warfare we're going to be examining in this series is not physical, it's spiritual warfare. We want to study what it means to be on the spiritual battleground, all right, where the bullets that fly are not always physical. Many times they're emotional, okay? Many times they come from other sources. They don't come from a Glock 99. They come from your flesh, okay? We want to talk about those things. We want to talk about where bombs are dropped off and dropped and set off, not on the ground, but in our minds, going off, kaboom, everywhere, causing us to do the things that we shouldn't do. That's the kind of warfare we're talking about. You've heard that phrase, the battlefield of the mind. You ask this question, if this is what it is, where does God, how does God factor in all of this, this battle, this spiritual battle, this warfare? How does God factor into this? I can answer in one word, exponentially, totally. That's where God fits into all this. That's why the Word of God tells us in Romans we've got to renew our mind. Right? It starts in the mind. Romans 12:2 tells us that. You know, the renewing of our minds. That's why it says in 1 Peter, it talks about 1 Peter 1:13 says, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober. Gird up the loins of your mind because there's a war going on. There's some warfare that's going on. And guess what? You're in it whether you like it or not. That's the thing. They said, well, I didn't sign up for no military. You've been drafted either way. See, that's how it is. You were drafted when you were born into this sin. And that's what we need to look at. So we're going to take a look at what it means to be engaged in spiritual warfare on the battlefield. And I want to look at this in three categories. First of all, we're going to look at it, what it means to be on the battlefield without Jesus. We're going to start there. We're going to start there. What it means to be on the battlefield without Jesus, okay? So with that in mind, let's go to our Bibles and examine what the inerrant Word of God says about spiritual warfare and battling on the being on the battlefield. So I'm going to ask Little Soldier Annalisa Sure Shot Jones to take us to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, and read that for us, please.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Tells us, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness and the heavenly places.
All righty. Thank you, Pastor. Now, I don't believe that I have to go into great detail about what the Bible is telling us. At least those of us who are Christ followers understand that the terms used in this verse of Scripture are speaking of what? Spiritual things. Demons? Yes. Fallen angels? Mm-hmm. All of those different things, okay? It says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, and things like that. The spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So those of us who are saved, we understand that. But I want to go through this for those who are not saved. Those of you who may be watching who are not Christ followers, you need to know that demons do exist. They do exist, okay? Call them whatever you want to call them. You can call them, some people call them devils, those old devils. They call them devils, they unclean spirits, evil spirits. Whatever the term is, they are synonymous, all right? We're talking about malevolent beings, dangerous, deadly, destructive. And the thing about it, these are supernatural forces of evil that the Bible is talking about. And they will affect you in ways that you don't know. They'll make you do things. They'll massage you. They'll make you stay up all day doing whatever you want to do. And the minute you start reading the Bible, they will put you to sleep. Right? You have to stand up and fight those demons. You got to know when a demon is at work. You can watch TV. You can watch Family Feud. Stay on Facebook. Eat a sandwich and do all you want to do, then the minute you start reading that Bible, you fall right to sleep. See? So we need to know that's how you didn't see no demon. You didn't see any demon, but he affected you just that quick. That's spiritual warfare. It's true. That's the way they operate. Supernatural forces of evil, they're regimented. They know what they're doing. I don't know all the names of it. I don't profess to know. I don't study naming demons. I study Jesus and his word. Okay? But I do know, I can imagine that you got sleepy demons. His only thing is to make you go to sleep. If you got lying spirits, you got sleeping spirits. Seem to me it's reasonable to assume that, isn't it? All right? An angry spirit in your system. Mm-hmm. An immoral spirit has come over you. Mm-hmm. Undiscerning spirits. Mm-hmm. We know about King Saul. What kind of spirit did Saul have? They put a distressing spirit on him. Saul was all messed up. He was always distressed. That was the distressing spirit. That spirit, said, I need a spirit to this person. That spirit said, I'll handle it. I'm a distressing spirit. They're regimented. You all have to know this. And I'm talking to people who don't know the word as well. But, you know, we can all feed off of this. But we need to know this. Supernatural forces and their sole purpose is to cause destruction to humankind, but especially God's people. Because they take you down, boy, they get, I don't know if they get another feather in their cap or a star on the board. They get something, maybe a vacation on the darkest side of hell. I don't know what they get, but they get something. Going to the shallow waters of the lake of fire. I don't know, but they get something when they mess with God's people. And when they can overcome you or cause you to fall or cause you to grieve God. Thank you, Pastor. So, you see, these are Satan's emissaries. These are Satan's fallen angels, fallen angels who rebelled against God and they were banished from heaven. When you first read the Bible and you hear in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, don't think that was the start. There were things that happened long before that. It must have, because when Adam and Eve got here, there was a serpent in the garden. Is that right? Okay, so you know that these demons, they've been around a long time, okay? And they now roam the air and the atmosphere. The Bible says the heavenly places wreaking havoc in the lives of unsuspecting victims. That's us, y'all. That's us. Mm-hmm. That's what spiritual warfare is all about. I remember the first time somebody told me the devil existed. I was looking for somebody with horns and a pitchfork and a tail. I said, I ain't scared of no devil, because devil come up on me, I'll punch him out. And I would have back then. If he came in the flesh, I may have lost, but I tell you what, we'd have been swinging. That's just the way it was. But what I found out, and somebody told me that, man, you can't see the devil. The devil is a spirit. I said, what you mean by that? I'm like, what you talking about, Willis? You know what? I was a natural man, didn't know nothing about God or religion. Family was Muslims, but I didn't pay attention to no Quran, so I was just out there floating around. And they told me that the devil was a spirit and that he could make you do things. He gets into your head. And you know what? That really bugged me. That bugged me. That really bothered me, that somebody could affect your mind. I didn't want to believe that. But deep down, that bugged me even before I knew anything about Jesus. I never wanted to be mind conditioned or anything like that. And I went and I saw Freddy Krueger and all these other old movies. And I saw Sybil, and that just bugged me. You know, that's not fair for somebody to be able to control your mind. For somebody to drop suggestions in your mind and you do it. But that's what these spirits do. They whisper to you. They don't just whisper to tell you something you don't want to do. They're slick about it. They tell you what you want to do. They tell you what feels good to you. Huh? Sometimes they tell you to run out and jump in front of a train, and some people do it. But deep down, there was something that they were despondent. Maybe the distressing spirit came on them. Said, nobody like you. You're getting F's in school, and you're just terrible. And he drops back, and then the suicidal spirit jumps on you and says, here's a train coming at 4 o'clock. Get it. Go to the tracks right now. You see, these demons are telling you things. Isn't that how they work? You got to know how they work. But this is telling us right here, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, the spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. You are battling a formidable foe if you don't know Jesus. You can't win this fight if you don't know Jesus. That's why we're starting with people that don't know Jesus. I don't care how good you are. You can't win. And I don't care how tough you are. I don't care if you're Bruce Lee. You can't win in this fight unless you know Jesus. And we ought to look at this. They roam the air and the atmosphere. And this is what people know. These forces, they're not likely to attack you in a red devil's outfit like I was looking for. Oh, no. That's only on TV. That's only in Hollywood or Hollyweird, whichever way you want to call it. That's Hollywood stuff. That's just entertainment. That's cinematography. Okay? We're talking about real spirits that are invisible and you cannot see them unless they allow you to see them. Okay? After all, they're spirits. God himself is a spirit. The Bible tells us that in 1 John 4:24. God is spirit. Those who worship him must what? Okay. God's not interested in this flesh. God is spirit. Come to God, you got to learn how to be in the spirit if you want to get the most out of your relationship. Am I right? Because God is nowhere near the flesh. To be carnally minded is what? Death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace in Christ Jesus. Amen. So we see that God is spirit because it says so in 1 John 4:24 and also in Genesis 1. It says in the beginning, the earth was without form and was void, and yet the Spirit of God was doing what? Hovering over the face of the deep. I mean, there was something going on in the Spirit. God ain't never stopped creating. He ain't never stopped moving. He's never stopped operating. God was always hovering over the face of the deep. But he's spirit. He's the spirit that created spirits. And that's what you have to think about. Okay? If God created the earth and everything in it, including what? Other spirits. Right? He created angels. Right? Even the fallen angels, the angels that rebelled, who created them? Did Satan do it? God created it, right? He created the heavens and the earth, everything. Isn't that right? Yeah. Above and below. So with that information in mind, do you realize the advantage a demon, a spirit being, do you imagine the advantage he has over us humans who are just flesh? Unsuspecting, unlearned, unsaved human beings. We can't win. There's no way we can win without Jesus. Think about your life, B.C., before Christ. Think about how you were before Christ. We were pulling up in here today, and it was pouring down rain. I'm going to use Sister Jackie's name. We looked at the rain, and everybody was saying, oh, it's raining. Sister Jackie said, Know what she said? That little bit thing in that little pretty face. She said, them little dimples. She said, you know, Pastor, before we were saved, we went to all kinds of parties in the rain. She's right. I can remember driving to Reno in the snow down an embankment to get to the party. In the snow, and people were, when we got to the hotel and everybody got there ready to shake it down, ready to do all of that, loosey-goosey, performing, singing all these tunes. We were trying to see, did so-and-so make it in? We were going to kill our fool selves to get to a party. And we pull up at church, and nobody wants to come. You see what I mean? Those are spirits. Same spirit that got you to party like it was 1999. But now you don't want to go to church. Boy, the devil make a fool out of us. They're very intelligent. They're very intelligent, right? And that's how you know we can't win. You need Jesus, you see? You need the Holy Spirit. There's a whole bunch of spirits out there, a whole host of spirits, but there's just one Holy Spirit.
Amen. We can't lose when we walk with God. He is our defender. Ephesians 6 says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Are you armed for battle? This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. To connect with us, like and follow us on Facebook. And if Pastor Joel's messages are blessing you, let us know. Feel free to submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. If you need prayer or just some encouragement, please call us at 707-759-5244. Our prayer warriors are here for you. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program. All financial donations are tax-deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click on the Donate button on our website to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord continues to strengthen you as you follow Him. And remember, God is with you and has already given you the victory over every challenge. Join us for live Sunday worship services on Facebook, Zoom, and Periscope at 1 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 for prayer, and Bible study at 8 p.m. as we walk through the Bible together. Sunday services are also available on YouTube and at SpiritOfTruthChurchWorldwide.com. Don't forget to tune into Miracles of God next week to learn how God has equipped you to fight whatever battle you might be facing. As Pastor Joel Jones continues this teaching series on The Battlefield. Until next time. God is-